said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
A couple of Townsville boys have gone viral over the last couple of days, Cliffo. They've been on national TV. They've been all over the internet. And it's all because one of the boys got fish hooked in the face.
So they're two minor mates. Kenny, who you might remember, he's a Townsville lad who was with his wife Jessie. They were on the block for a little while, a couple of years ago. But Kenny and his mate Simo were out fishing when Kenny accidentally hooked Simo right between the eyes. It looks violent as the photo of the fish hook. You can actually see it at our Insta page right now, Hit Townsville. But the boys join us right now. Like I say, Kenny, we'd all remember you from the block. I bet you didn't expect this to be your next starring role, mate.
Definitely not something I wanted to do ever.
What actually happened? Because I'm assuming you're a better fisherman than that.
Yeah, we're doing a bit of night fishing, trawling rock walls off Townsville, and I hooked onto a big turtle.
Oh,
and
yeah, right.
The turtle comes to the surface, and we see my lure tangled around the back of it. And then I actually told Timo, grab my phone, I'll get some footage, and he's grabbed my phone, and then the lure's just let go and just belted him straight between the eyes, and the hook has embedded straight between above, just above his eyebrows.
Oh, my goodness. What was your first thought? Get a photo?
I just looked at him and said, no, not at all. I just looked at him and said, it's not good. It's got you. Like, and then trying to come up with a plan to try to retrieve it. So I had to take a photo to show Simo, because he's like, I just need a mirror. I've got a mirror. I'll sort this out.
See, Kenny, if this, like, literally, if the hook was, like, a couple, like, maybe 3 centimetres south, Simo would be missing an eye right now.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why it's quite, like, we had a good laugh, but it is quite, it could have been quite serious.
Yeah, but you're having a laugh about it. The photos I've seen of Simo in the hospital bed with a huge smile on his face thinking this is the funniest thing in the world is just the highlight of my day.
Yeah, I know. Simo's got 5 boys, so he's hard to annoy. So
yeah,
he took it really well.
Can we? I know Simo's there now. Can we just have a quick chat to Simo?
Yep, no worries.
Simo.
Hello.
Hey, brother. Did it hurt?
Oh, not at first, mate. Like, yeah, it was just more like, what was that? and I could tell by Kenny's reaction that it wasn't particularly good. but I didn't know how bad, and that's what I was saying to him. Like, just get your phone and take a photo so I can see, because we can cut the hook off the lure. We probably might be able to pull it out, but that proved to be a little bit more tricky in the boat than it was. So off to the boat, back to the boat ramp, and we tried at the boat ramp in the car. We end up cutting the lure away, and I just had the hook there, and yeah, I couldn't get it to move. So I was like, nah, I think we have to go to the hospital, mate. A bit of local is going to have to help us out here. So.
Just a little bit.
Well, you're going to go fishing with Kenny again, or is that off the table now?
No. Still fishing, mate. Still good.
Just watch out for those turtles.
Exactly.
All right, the two unlikely heroes of the fishing community in Townsville at the moment, Kenny and Simo, legends. Thanks so much, boys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We are your official Cowboys radio station. And I find when it comes to rugby league players, Gabs, we're very quickly in the world to share and put out there and hear about negative stories. But sometimes the good stories just get brushed under the carpet. They get overshadowed.
Hmm.
And a good news story has emerged from one of our own Cowboys, our Cowboy of the Year, in fact, big Jason Taumalolo.
Oh, he's a great guy, isn't he?
Incredible Hulk, Jason Taumalolo. So the story involves him and a 9-year-old little boy named Sammy. Now, Sammy goes to Ryan Catholic College in Kerwin, and he won Student of the Week this week, which is awesome. So to celebrate, Sammy likes sushi. So Sammy's mum took Sammy out for a sushi date at Willows.
What kid likes sushi?
That's a growing thing now, hey?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're having the raw fish.
Weird, okay.
If it's just cooked chicken and rice.
That's true.
You know
that is true, yeah.
But this kid loves sushi, so he's like, I want to go for sushi. Mum's like, well, you won Student of the Week. You get to choose.
Nice.
So they're in there having sushi at Willow's, the sushi train place there, when Jason Taumalolo walks in. And Sammy's mum seizes the opportunity and says to Jason Taumalolo, my son Sammy has just won Student of the Week. Do you mind posing for a photo?
Mm-hmm.
And Jace happily obliged.
Typical mum moment.
Yeah, exactly. Really proud mum. They posed. Jason Taumalolo then fist bumped Sammy, the 9-year-old. And then Jason got his takeaway sushi or whatever. But on the way out, he paid not only for his sushi, but Jason Taumalolo paid for Sammy and his mum's sushi as well.
What? A crazy good week for Sammy.
Yeah. And what just a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
From Jason Taumalolo. Like, he didn't have to do that.
Of course he didn't.
He did what he was supposed to do. We got the photo. He said hi to the kid. But then he went one step above, and you know it would have been a decent sushi bill because Jason, he's a tower. He is not having a small serving of sushi.
You're right.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
This morning, going back to the 90s, mm-hmm. the era where Billy Ray Cyrus wasn't singing Old Town Road.
No. Don't tell my heart. Was that the 90s?
Yeah, baby.
Just don't think.
Wow.
It might have been 91.
I used to love that song.
Yeah, man.
Not going to lie. But yeah, we are talking 90s because there was a dinner the other night and one of my friend's cat was sitting there and midway through the meal pulls out a lip smacker.
How bizarre.
Ah! I haven't used a lip smacker since the 90s.
I didn't know they still made lip smackers.
I didn't know. Well, unless she's kept it since the 90s. Yeah. Who knows?
So I admitted I still, because I've got such an old like laptop. It's about 10 years old, my laptop. Mm. That's on the list of things to do.
To replace.
But it's still got Minesweeper on it.
Yes.
So I find myself, if the internet's ever slow or I'm waiting for something in the home office or whatever, I fire up Minesweeper. Mm. But the other one I put out there was my daughter and I, we bought a push pop each.
Push pops are the best. Well, I have Grip Ball in my boot just in case you go down to the park with a mate for a barbecue and you feel like playing a bit of Grip Ball. Why not?
We're putting it out there into the world. On 13, 12, 16, what 90s products do you still use? Anything from the 90s. Could be tech. Could be fashion.
Fashion, like scrunchies.
Food or whatever.
Yeah.
But 13, 12, 16, Tiff's here. Who's still using something from the 90s, Tiff?
Well, I still use my mum's crimper from the 90s occasionally.
That's the best. What do you use the crimper for?
Oh, well, when I'm feeling a little bit fancy and I want to do something different.
Why not?
So just fill me in, guys. The crimper, it's the thing that makes the hair go wavy.
Like a zigzag.
Right? Yeah, like a zigzag shape. Mm. That's so
90s. That's it. It takes like a little while to heat up, but, you know, it still grows hard.
Did you ever do that thing in the 90s? Again, I remember, because we lived next door, one of my best friends was the neighbour. Her name was Sarah. We're the same age. And I remember she would sometimes like straighten her hair and then just have like one row of crimp.
Just one crimp,
One crimp.
Oh, look, never tried that style, but...
You went the full crimp,
you just
right?
like the fro.
Yeah, I went all out, yeah.
I'm not going to knock any hairstyle from that era because in those days I had an undercut with like a mullet backing and a bit of a rat.
No!
Yeah, man.
Oh, I was so worried you were going to say rat style just then, and you did.
Rocking the rat, baby.
No!
Rocking the rat.
The mullets have made a comeback big time. My little brother has a mullet.
That should not happen.
No, take it back.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. Oh my God. Proving you haven't got to be pretty to be beautiful.
Get ugly.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's search for Townsville's ugliest pet on Hit 103.1.
We are on the search for Townsville's ugliest pet, and we're going to hold an ugly pet pageant to determine our winner. But of course, to have an ugly pet pageant, we need judges.
You were very quick to throw your hand up.
Oh, yeah.
And as the resident pet lover here at the radio station, I think you're a shoo-in.
Yep.
But we have to add to the panel. So we've put our feelers out, and we've actually found this guy. His name's Clint. He is from the Townsville Pet Resort, probably the premier pet boarding facility in Townsville.
Definitely.
And he joins us on the phone right now. Clint, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, crew. Thanks for having me.
No worries. How involved with animals are you, Clint?
Oh, 24/7, 365 days a year. We meet a lot of different guests every single day, basically.
Yeah.
I love how you call them guests.
They check into the resort.
It's
the Townsville Pet Resort. Yeah. It's a resort. Tell us about the resort there, mate, because it's not just animals in cages. Like, there's some luxury stuff out there.
Yeah, mate, we're based at Alice River here on a 50-acre tropical paradise. So we have a lot of different varieties out here to choose from. It's more so with the dogs. They basically get massive internal bedrooms with daily access to grass yards. You know, there is the option of the luxury lodge, which is fully air-conditioned. TVs, human beds, surround sound music, 100 square metre fully turf backyards. There's a lagoon water park. There's a luxury catering. Also got a purpose-built aviary.
Amazing.
It's so great out there. Like, I want to swim in the pool. It's that cool.
So tell us, you're going to be one of the judges for the ugly pet pageant, Clint. To you, What constitutes an ugly pet? Mm.
Well, to be very honest with you, it's very hard for me to answer this because obviously we find them all very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. On the inside.
Well, it's more that, yeah, the inner beauty, you know, the spunk, unique personality, the the quirky characteristics, traits and things like that, you know, and add a few more things in there and we'll, yeah, go from there. But it's going to be a real hard one for me to judge, I'll tell you.
Well, the good thing about this is, though, that it's the owners that are submitting their own pets. So the owners understand that their pet is ugly. So you don't have to worry about offending anyone when awarding the ugliest pet.
Well, they might be a VIP customer of ours.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Their mum knows they're ugly, so it's okay.
And what's awesome is we're actually putting together an ugly pet pack for the winner as well. And Clint, I know you and your wife have been generous enough to donate a weekend getaway at the Townsville Pet Resort, staying in a luxury lodge. The lucky winner is going to be treated to return transfers to and from the resort, treats on arrival, gourmet meals. They'll also receive an afternoon turn down service, lagoon swims, a daily brush and massage as well.
This sounds like they're going to Bali.
That's amazing. You're sparing no expense there in the prize.
No, not at all, mate. We're looking forward to it. Lauren and I discussed this and we're very excited about being part of this and, looking forward to meeting the entrance, should I say.
What happens if a spider wins? How are you going to do the daily massage then?
Oh, yeah, you got to massage a spider, Clint.
Well, Lauren definitely won't do it because she's got arachnophobia.
Oh, great.
It's up to you, buddy.
All right, if you want to register your pet to be part of it, head to our website, hit.com.au. Clint, going to be one of the judges for Townsville's Ugliest Pet, the Ugly Pet Pageant, coming up in less than a week's time. Thanks so much, mate.
No worries. Thank you, 103.1 and Cliffo and Gabby for letting us be part of it. Thank you very much.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
13, 12, 16, who's been hooked before?
We were talking a little earlier, just after 7:30, to a couple of guys, Kenny and Simo. Kenny hooked his mate Simo right in the head.
It's gnarly. See
fishing
hook
straight through.
Right in the, I guess, the bridge of the nose.
Yeah. I'd call it the third eye, like
yeah,
right
third
there.
Third eye, yeah.
Right where I get Botox.
Right there, right. The premium wrinkle spot.
Yeah.
But 13, 12, 16, if you've been hooked. Just quickly, this is Simo describing the injury to us earlier this morning.
I could tell by Kenny's reaction that it wasn't particularly good. ended up cutting the lure away and I just had the hook there and, yeah, I couldn't get it to move. So I was like, nah, I think we have to go to the hospital, mate. A bit of local's going to have to help us out here. So,
a little squirt of local.
Just a little bit.
Simo, rest in the knowledge you're not the only one.
No.
There's a lot coming through. Kat, first on 13, 12, 16. Kat, have you been hooked?
I haven't, but I worked in a medical clinic and in one day we had four people come in with fishing hooks.
What?
One was through like the webbing between their thumb and finger, and one had it just in his groin, just on the top part of his thigh, and he had to get local and...
Yeah.
That would be a painful area.
I'm sure he would.
I hope he hooked himself because if someone else did that, they would no longer be in your life.
Hey, girls, that's a way to hook your man right there. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Jamie.
Jamie, you've been hooked?
Yeah, actually, it was my brother. I hooked my brother.
Oh, you hooked your bro.
Where'd you get him?
I got him on the leg and I got him with like the same deal, like a treble, a big one, on a lure.
Yeah.
And, but trouble is, like, we're up near Weeper, well past Weeper on the way to the kit. So my dad and my uncle sort of just had to hold him down.
Yeah,
and my dad read about a technique instead of, like, trying to cut it out, basically where you push it down, it'll clear the barb, and then you yank on it and rip it out.
So
we put a belt in his mouth, held him down, and my dad...
Oh, my God, a bit of backyard surgery
there. Yeah, man.
Hey, oh, my goodness.
Better out than in. One more, 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Melissa.
Melissa, have you been hooked?
Yes, I have. When I was a kid, my little cousin left his homemade fishing rod that my granddad used to make for us, and he left it on the ground, and I walked past it, and it hooked to the back of my foot.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Did you squeal?
Yeah, I did. I swore at him.
All of a sudden, Granddad starts reeling you in. We got a big one, Granny!